On August the 28th in 1963, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his now famous "I Have a Dream" speech. It was addressed to the thousands of people that had gathered there. "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meanings of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." It was an aspirational plea for freedom. And I have to say that 60 years later, depending on the color of your skin, you may have different thoughts about whether the dream has come to fruition. All of us have had and maybe still have dreams. What are yours? You know, the "if I can, if I can only, then I will." And you fill in the blanks. Maybe we even make promises. "Lord, if you'll do this, I promise to do that. If I could just have that bigger house or that new truck, if my mortgage could just be paid off, if I could just be healthy again, if my kids could be safe, then the world would be right. Then I would do this for you, Lord." Well, today we hear Jeremiah tell us of a promise made by God. We lit the first candle of Advent this morning. It's the candle of waiting, of hope. But we're not very good at waiting, are we? Maybe I shouldn't ascribe thoughts to you. Maybe I should just be honest and say that many times I'm not very good about waiting. The scriptures take us to the prophet Jeremiah this week. And he is one of the most tragic stories in the Bible. He's been called the weeping prophet. Today we might call him a storefront preacher. For you see, he lived to see the destruction of Jerusalem and watched the Babylonians carry off his people into exile. And then he was taken to Egypt and never heard from again. And in our reading today, Jeremiah was in prison in the court of the guard in the royal palace. Yes, he was imprisoned by his own people. You see, Jeremiah had a problem with the truth. He couldn't keep himself from speaking it. And while he was in prison, God spoke to him yet again. And the message was one of truth to the people concerning their present situation. No pie in the sky message here. For you see, the people had fallen away from following God, and idol worship and their life practices were not in keeping with God's purposes. Jeremiah even told them that it was the Lord who was behind all of their current difficulties. The armies of Nebuchadnezzar, were the king of Babylon, were advancing on Jerusalem, and the city streets would soon be filled with bodies. And because Jeremiah spoke these words, he was imprisoned by his own king, Zedekiah. But even in all of that despair, Jeremiah offered hope. One day God will restore Jerusalem, and the people of God's promise will live in righteousness and justice and be the blessing to the nations that God intended for them to be. Thus says the Lord, in this place of which you say, it is a waste without human beings or animals, in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without inhabitants, human or animal, there shall once more be heard the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness. Now, while ultimately a message of hope, the message begins with seeing the situation just as it is. For you see, it was Jeremiah's prophecies of judgment that landed him in jail to start out with. But oddly enough, even in the midst of all of those prophetic words of doom and judgment, he bought a piece of land. Now, if things were going to be that bad, why would a man buy a piece of land? Because he knew his Lord. And that in spite of what seemed to be, there was hope. After all those years then of speaking against the stubbornness of the people, it seemed like Jeremiah was tired. He couldn't rant anymore. Or maybe he stopped because he realized that the people weren't going to change their natures by themselves. After all, they hadn't been following the laws of the ancient scrolls anyhow. There was only one way to change the people, and that was through a new relationship with God. For it was through the grace of God that they would be made new. And just like the whole biblical story, it seems like it's upside down. Might makes right. Power allows you to do whatever you want. But there's a different message that we get, isn't it? It's like an upside down message. No, that's not the way. A leader will come, and there will be justice. God will be the righteousness in our city, in our town, in our home. And there will be justice for all the people. It's a message of personal hope. And Peter recognized that hope when Jesus asked him who he thought he was. For he answered, You are the Messiah. Because you see, I think God's purposes, his intent, was that the universe be reconciled with him. It's not a promise of victory, And I'm speaking to you in a time when the headlines certainly don't give us any indication that there's going to be peace and justice. And so, I don't want to deliver a pie in the sky message to you this morning either. But a righteous branch will spring up. Even though it doesn't seem it right now. The message I preach this morning is a message of hope. And we have many examples on both sides of the political aisle of what happens when we have bad leaders. When we place our faith in them. And what do we get? We get a bigger bully, or a bigger conniver, and we learn yet again that our faith has been misplaced. Newsflash. To change the world, you have to change the world. All of Scripture is written to a called out people living in a broken world. And so what are we called to do or to be? We're called to give the world a glimpse of what God's world might be like. So the message from Jeremiah, the recognition from Peter, tell us that we are to speak a word of hope and promise in a world that's often filled with fear and uncertainty, and yes, even despair. And especially at this time of year, of the time of Advent, we speak words of hope. In the midst of darkness, light is about to break in. In the midst of despair, hope erupts. After long waiting, a branch will sprout. The complete fulfillment of God's promises hasn't yet happened. But it is happening. Such is Advent faith and Advent hope. Would you pray with me? God of the promised Messiah, as we wait for the fulfillment of your promise, we watch, we listen, and we open our hearts for your word. Show us signs of your presence, a light in the darkness, a voice in the silence, and a stirring deep within us. Amen.